Millions of dollars have been spent on the major party campaigns of Republican Pat McCrory and Democrat Walter Dalton. Libertarian Barbara Howe is running her campaign on about $120,000, calling her a long shot as being optimistic, and she knows that. Her ideologies are likely to come across as refreshing, radical, or both. Howe believes in social tolerance, fiscal responsibility, and government largely getting out of the way.
Creating jobs is not government's business. Getting out of the way of job creators is government's business. I'm opposed to tax incentives. North Carolina uses tax incentives with abandon. Walter Dalton says, well, nobody likes tax incentives, but they all do it, so we have to, too. No, we don't. We have to have low taxes, low regulation, good schools, good roads, and then businesses will come here. And tax incentives are really a slap in the face of small business owners who are the true job creators anyway.
Howe supports gay marriage, opposes the death penalty and the war on drugs. She would like to see taxes as close to 0% as feasible.
I'm also in favor of moving toward a free market education system where parents are in charge of how their kids are educated and not the bureaucrats in Raleigh and D.C. Under our current system, I'm advocating tuition tax credits for anybody to provide a scholarship for any kid to go to any school.
Howe homeschooled her three children. The lifelong North Carolina native is polling at between 3 and 5% in this race and wasn't invited to participate in any of the three gubernatorial debates. Her predecessor, Mike Munger, took part in those events 4 years ago, but Howe says she's been told she needs 10% of the poll to participate. Munger never polled at more than 5%. A Libertarian candidate has never been elected as a governor anywhere in the U.S., and it's unlikely Howe will be the first. She hopes to gain at least 2% of the vote, ensuring that the Libertarian Party remains on the ballot in 2014. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.